and under the railway arch was a congestion of workmen's dwellings. The road from Surbiton and Epsom ran under the arch, and like a bright fungoid growth in the ditch, there was now appearing a sort of fourth estate of little red and white rough-cast villas with meretricious gables and very brassy window blinds. Behind the avenue was a little hill, and an iron-fenced path went over the crest of this to a stile under an elm tree and forked there, with one branch going back to the avenue again. "It's either now or never," said Anne Veronica, again ascending this stile. "Much as I hate rows, I've either got to make a stand or give in altogether." She seated herself in a loose and easy attitude and surveyed the backs of the avenue houses. Then her eyes wandered to where the new red and white villas peeped among the trees. She seemed to be making some sort of inventory. "Ye gods," she said at last, "what a place! Stuffy isn't the word for it. I wonder what he takes me for." When presently she got down from the stile, a certain note of internal conflict, a touch of doubt, had gone from her warm-tinted face. She had now the clear and tranquil expression of one whose mind is made up. Her back had stiffened and her haze...